The Supreme Court could have the final say before a Texas law takes effect today, allowing law enforcement to arrest and prosecute suspected undocumented migrants, Governor Greg Abbott.
We're not imposing a Texas border policy. Texas very simply is enforcing the laws that are the policy of the United States Congress.
New UN report says 70% of the population of Gaza is experiencing catastrophic hunger. EU policy chief Josep Borrell.
This famine is not a natural disaster. It's not a flood. It's not a earthquake. Entirely man-made.
Israel's launched a new raid on Gaza's largest hospital. Leaders of China, North Korea, and now India are congratulating Vladimir Putin on his re-election. This man took part in a silent protest.
There are a lot of Moscovites and other people who believe that Russia can be another country with another future.
The Kremlin says Putin won a fifth term with more than 80% of the vote. 87%. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Rent is going up faster in Wisconsin than most of the rest of the country, according to Channel 9 TV in Wausau. Their reporting shows rent in Wisconsin went up 8% in January of last year to January of this year, making Wisconsin one of the top 10 states in the country for rent increases in that time. Senator Ron Johnson says he hopes the Senate will take their time studying the House TikTok bill before calling for a floor vote.
What I've looked so far, there's very legitimate concerns on both sides of the issue. So I'm hoping we don't just rush into this, take a vote. I hope we actually do deliberate on this and take a look at this thing both from both sides.
The bill would take TikTok off U.S. app stores unless its Chinese owners sell to an American buyer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A Wisconsin Rapids man was charged on Friday for the hit-and-run crash that killed a 63-year-old Stevens Point man earlier this month. Kenneth L. Butler is now facing charges of a hit-and-run resulting in the death of Herbert Weevil and homicide by negligent operation of a motor vehicle. Butler remains in the Portage County Jail on a $250,000 cash bail that was set on March 8th. Butler's next court appearance is scheduled for today. And a reconstruction project that started this morning is closing a Wisconsin Rapids intersection for the next 2 weeks. Lincoln Street and Chestnut Street will be rerouted. Traffic will be detoured on East Grand Avenue, 8th Street South, and East Riverview Expressway. It's expected to reopen on Friday, March 29th by 3 p.m. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our great friend, Beth Haphagger.
Good morning.
Good morning, Beth. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
We got fun things lined up for you, everybody. We're going to kick things off with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Brittany, good morning. How was your weekend?
Good morning. It was pretty good. Did you put the rocks in your shoes? Did it work out for you with those winds?
Yeah, well, all right, if we're going to be honest, I remembered my left shoe, and so I started floating like halfway up and everything. And it,
okay.
Thank goodness I had my fur brother Sam with me. Sam weighs a little bit. He held me down a little bit, but otherwise it was pretty windy yesterday.
I'd say that's a pretty good mix. I would like the half-floating feel, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was driving around on the highways, and let me tell you, I have a little light, you know, Jeep Wrangler, and I was just getting, I was like a kite out there. I felt like ice skating around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Whipped. Oh, goodness. But today, finally, those winds are much, much calmer. I know it's cloudy right now, but we will see the sun this afternoon. Under mix of sun and clouds and still staying slightly below average into those mid-30s, but the winds finally calm until tonight and tomorrow.
Mm. And are we going to get rid of the little white things that are floating around in the air, too?
You know, we will eventually. By 10 o'clock, they're going to start to stop. That's when the sun will come out. But tonight, after sunset, we could see a few more of those little white things flying around out there. But no accumulations are expected, not until Friday. We got some big snowstorms headed our way. I don't know if you guys have heard about them just yet, but it looks like Friday and Saturday, maybe next week, all next week.
Oh, wow.
Really?
We knew it was coming.
Well, wait a minute. Now,
I don't mean to do this, and I don't mean to put you in an awkward position here, Brittany, or you, Beth, or anything. So I'm just speaking for myself here, all right? But every once in a while, you got to stand up for yourself, and you have to say certain things when the moment presents itself, and when we have an opportunity like we do.
Mm-hmm.
You had your chance, Snow. You had your chance. Like, at this point, aren't we just ready for spring? Aren't we just ready?
No.
Like, I mean, come on. Like, this enough. No, Snow. No, I'm sorry.
We
no.
had our first spring.
You have
We're
to wait until next year
second
now.
Spring.
You have to wait until next year. You had your chance. We have plenty of time reserved for you to be able to show up. Now mm-hmm. that you're, nope, I'm sorry. You're too late now. I'm sorry.
It's just late to the party. I'm always late.
And of course it waits till Holy
so am I,
Week.
Brittany.
So you said all next week?
Yes, it does look like a double punch, right? So it looks like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is a really big accumulating snowstorm that wants to strike the state. And then another one right behind it looks like Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday. So we're going to keep an eye on that. Again, that's next week, but I will say Friday. It's Friday.
Well, thankfully, we'll be prepared. Thanks to you, Brittany.
Yes.
We appreciate the update, the heads up, and everything. Have yourself a great one. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
You too. Best right there. Brittany Merlo, we appreciate her. Brittany puts up with a lot from me.
She does.
Really does.
And she handles it beautifully.
She really does. Really does. Beth and I got great things lined up for you this morning. Of course, we'll kick things off with our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club in just a little bit. Looking forward to that. We will also get into some other fun stuff. I want to touch on a couple of things with you, Beth. A mystery that has a man who had 100 pounds of sliced bread dumped on his property. We're going to get into that. Yeah,
okay.
I don't know.
You
I don't know what's going on with that. The 10 unhealthiest drinks include a few surprises, so we might get into that one with you a little bit.
Okay.
We'll have some fun there. We also are going to get into a couple of other things this morning, 9 o'clock hour. We're going to welcome in at 9:50 Craig Manka. He is he's one of the candidates for Wisconsin Rapids School Board.
Okay.
So we'll be having him in at 9:50 this morning. We'll probably wrap up our show with Craig. Looking forward to that. Now, on Mondays, we have traditionally had a segment that kick off the 9 o'clock hour, the kitchen's open.
Yeah.
Wonderful segment that Melissa does an amazing job with and everything. That show is taking a bit of the show inside the show. It's taking a little hiatus. It will be back, but while Melissa's on vacation and while we have the time open, we're going to have our own Alice in Dairyland.
Yeah.
Alice was nice enough to show up last week. We did a pre-recorded interview. She is going to be our guest at the top of the 9 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm.
We had so much fun talking with her. Spoiled talking with all the Alice in Dairylands we've been able to over the years. Great people. Really been enjoying that.
She is delightful.
9 o'clock hour also going to feature some entertainment news. We'll touch on that with you. And plenty more. It's Beth and I together. You don't know what can happen. You put us in a room together. Who knows? I do have a couple places I want to start with you, though, Beth. First, I did want to remind any organization out there know that is in the area that is hosting an Easter egg hunt to let us know.
Yes, please do.
Pam loves getting this information so that we can get it out there to you. We know that this is one of our favorite times of year when it comes to these Easter egg hunts and that. And I don't know what the weather's going to look like for that.
I was
going
to say, it sounds like they may be indoor Easter egg hunts this year.
Boy, a bunch of kids were probably excited too. Like, this year, we're going to really be able to find those eggs.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Just make sure that they're colored, because if you put the white eggs on the snow, a little bit more challenging.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah, might not have thought that was hilarious. Might not have thought it'd be really funny. My sister's out there practically crying, trying to find them.
Oh.
It was hilarious. She was right. It just wasn't funny at the time. When I look back on it, it was really funny.
Hilarious.
So, yeah. Give our front desk a call with your Easter egg hunts. Let us know about them. Give Pam a call at 715-424-1300, 424-1300. Beth, how was your weekend? I know you guys are pretty busy on Saturdays and Sundays. What am I saying? You're busy, very busy on the
weekend. Actually, this weekend was my final weekend of a 4-week sabbatical that I've been taking.
Oh, okay.
So just taking a break and just having some time to process and rest and renew so that I can come back ready to do more. But I know that the farmers market did really well. They had a wonderful couple of contests going on with different prizes and mm-hmm. baskets and things like that. So that's going well. As far as I know, the church is still standing, so they've done okay without me.
Yes.
But we actually did a little bit of a family getaway. We went to our church camp and rented one of the lodges there and hiked and played board games and just spent some family time, which was a wonderful way to finish that restful sabbatical for me.
Good on you.
Yeah.
And these are things that are not... it's not in our nature to be aware of these things about ourselves and then to actually do something about them. Mm-hmm. Our nature by this point is to work. You know, your leg's falling off. Yeah, just hop. Mm-hmm. Hop and work. You know, whatever it takes. Unless you're in an iron lung, and even then, you're still taking emails. You know,
right.
We are realizing more and more as we go forward how important it is that if we actually do want to do good work, mm-hmm. Which I think every one of us want to do, these kind of things are important to do.
Right. And I've been in ministry for 22 and a half years, and this is the first time I've taken a break like this. And the realization that I'm not going to be able to help anybody else if I can't help myself. So if I don't have anything in my cup, I can't give anything.
Yeah.
So this was 4 weeks to kind of refill my cup so that I'm ready to help others. And I do want to send a shout out and a thank you to the Wisconsin basketball team for winning so that Seth didn't have to come back in and do over the back fence on Saturday. He was able to spend the entire weekend with us.
On Wisconsin. That was a fun weekend for Badger fans. I know it didn't wrap up the way they wanted it to, but it was still an exciting weekend. And mm-hmm. Very exciting to hear that for you guys. That's really good to hear, Beth. Especially, it's been a long couple of months. You guys are with the play and everything.
Yep.
A lot more on your plate this week.
Yep. And how was your weekend, James?
It was good. I actually brought all this up so I could highlight the Winter Farmers Market. I didn't know all that
Surprise.
You guys were. That's awesome, though. That's wonderful. And it gave us an opportunity to talk about mental health a little bit and everything. But I did want to highlight the Winter Farmers Market a bit because every time I pass it, I'm not just saying this, like it seems to get bigger and better.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like such a fun time. I want to remind people that this is going on and to any vendors out there that this is going on. You guys still got room over there?
Oh, absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely. So if you go to our website, wrmoravian.org, and click on the winter market, I believe it's under the activities page?
Yeah.
Or is it own?
It's under more.
It's under more.
Yeah.
Click Wisconsin Winter Rapids Farmers Market.
Boom.
There are two different ones, one for those of you who want to just come and see, you know, what it's all about, and one for vendors. So we're always looking for more vendors to come in and out, and it doesn't have to be just agriculture. This is also for crafters. So if there's a crafting thing that you like to do, come and get a booth. And we get at least 100 people in and out the door during the 4 hours that we're open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yeah, be sure to stop by and check it out, 9 to 1 on Saturdays at 310 First Avenue South, right at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian mm-hmm. Church. And also keep in mind that Beth's services are available on YouTube. You can check them out at WisconsinRapidsMoravian.org. Just type that into your search bar on YouTube. Subscribe to the page. You'll be glad you did. And find out more again at WRMoravian.org. Beth, we got to start right here.
Okay.
Well, actually, we'll tease this a little bit here. Because yesterday, of course, St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Did you remember where to green?
I did.
I found I had I have two or three green shirts. I got lucky. I did. I thought I didn't. Now, we all know people that brag about being Irish, mm-hmm. but you only hear about this yesterday.
Right.
Like, there's plenty of people you know that are Irish, but as far as a person like, oh, I had no idea. I kid you not. I had a buddy growing up who was his father, his mother, very proud African-Americans.
Mm-hmm.
He believed that they had a bit, and this is long before 23andMe and these things and everything. He believed that their family had Irish in them.
Okay.
And I mean, and he, as he would tell you, they did not look it exactly. But he would go around, he would tell people, like, I got 10% Irish me and these things and everything. And he was very proud of it and
okay.
stuff. And especially on St. Patrick's
of
Day,
course.
He was very proud of it. So we all know people that may not look necessarily or say, but hey, it, you know, they say they're Irish or what mm-hmm. have you. We're going to get a little into that of those that speak, say they're Irish, brag about being Irish, and go about this poll that brought that up. We'll get into that with you in a little bit. We got more fun things lined up for you in just a little bit I want to touch on also. But I really think that this was a fun play. I want to start with a good story, Beth.
Okay.
And wildlife rescuers in Virginia shared a video of an official wearing a red fox mask while syringe feeding an orphan kit.
Aww.
For those that don't know, a kit is a baby fox.
Yes.
The video posted to Facebook by Richmond Wildlife Center shows Executive Director Melissa Stanley wearing the somewhat realistic mask and rubber gloves while feeding a red fox kit brought it to the center earlier this month. And it's just a fake, you know, fox mask
right.
that she's wearing. but you can tell that the animal is like calmer from it.
Right.
And it wouldn't eat the syringe or wouldn't take from the syringe at first. It looked up at her and then started taking the syringe.
Like, are you safe? Are you not safe? Do I need to worry or don't I? And beautiful.
It's not it's not the most realistic fox mask, but it's pretty good. It's pretty bad. It's not pretty bad. Now I want to know if this is gonna already like, was this a thing with vets and we didn't know, or I didn't know, or this is something new? Because I love this as an idea and I want more video of this.
So is this where we finally find out what the fox says?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It says I'm hungry.
There you go. Now we know.
That's a fun story.
It is. And it's cool adorable. If you can check out the video, do so. It's just adorable.
I like the idea of this with more animals.
Yes.
I think we need to do this
like
with
penguins?
Much more. Yes, yes, yes. And I will take care of them. I will take care of all the penguins.
I want to see you in a penguin mask.
I actually, those filters they got and everything for every app now?
Oh, yeah.
I found a penguin one once. I don't make a bad looking penguin.
Well, there you go.
I actually don't. I think something about this face, it goes all right with the penguin
okay.
face. It goes all right. We will take a time out. What kind of animal do you work best with? Let us know. 715-424-2600. More importantly, though, let us know your birthdays and anniversaries. That's coming up for you on The Morning Show right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Put the flavor back in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. They may be a small-town diner with a quaint menu, but the flavors here are big. Start your day right with El Café's Irish Benedict, consisting of poached eggs topped with sliced corned beef on an English muffin covered in hollandaise sauce. Yum. El Café is a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversaries Club, so tune in for your chance to win a meal from El Café and put some fiesta into your special day.
Tired of falling behind with housework? Will this cleaning ever end? Well, guess what? It can. Call Rightway Cleaning Service, where cleanliness meets perfection and has for over 20 years. Daily, weekly, monthly, or seasonal, whatever you need, they're tailored to fit your schedule. And because they believe in taking care of those who've taken care of us, seniors get exclusive discounts. From window washing to power washing, house sitting to errand running, they do it all, and they do it the right way. So call Patty now at 715-459-1475.
Quality Plus Printing brings you Wham! Incorporated. Empower your game with custom apparel and bring out the hero in you. Whenever you need team gear, have special events, and more, Wham! Incorporated is there with super speed, located on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids, saving the day one order at a time.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 35 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will drop to 23 for a low. Tomorrow will be windy, partly cloudy, but warmer. Our high 48, then on Wednesday, sunny, windy, and colder with a high of only 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday.
It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, one of our favorite parts of the day where we get to celebrate you and talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. Go visit them this morning at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a good morning from all of us. They got some great specials lined up for you today, whether it's breakfast, lunch. You can't pick a bad time to head out over to El Cafe. Wish them a good morning for us, everybody. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries so we can celebrate with you.
Yes.
We want them. We want them. Get them to us. info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. Or you can call up like one of our listeners just did.
Yes.
Took an extra birthday here to add to the list commercial break. That was
fun. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, call up 715-424-2600, 424-2600. If you're listening to us on the Civic Media app, you're just a touch or two away, and thank you so much for downloading the app.
Mm-hmm.
Beth, this is a great way to kick off a Monday. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 possible qualifiers.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 5 because we very rarely have 5.
Yeah, it's a good point. So let's go ahead and get right to the celebrate now that we got ourselves our qualifier. And first up, we want to wish happy birthday to Dolores Becker.
Happy birthday, Dolores.
Enjoy your day, Dolores. We hope it's a good one for you. We wish a happy birthday to Herb Kronholm.
Happy birthday, Herb.
Enjoy your day, Herb. Hope it's a great day. And we wish a happy birthday to Marvin Coles.
Happy birthday, Marvin.
Wishing you the best day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you, Marvin. And celebrating their 63rd anniversary. That's beautiful, ain't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Jim and Arlene Van Duser.
Happy anniversary.
Jim and Arlene, we wish you the best of days. Hope your anniversary is a great one for you. What a wonderful way to kick off the week.
If you get a chance, give us a call, send us an email. Let us know what the best part of being married for 63 years is. Ah,
good point.
Please.
That's a good question. That's a good. That's good. We'd love to hear from you guys. Thanks so much for that. And please get us all these anniversaries, everybody. We're a bunch of foolish romantics around here. We love hearing these. Our qualifier today, celebrating their 35th anniversary.
Yay.
Brenda and Dale Dixon.
Happy anniversary and congratulations.
Brenda and Dale, we wish you the best of anniversaries. Happy 35th to both of you.
Yeah. Same question to you, too.
Yes. Yeah.
What's
the best part
of being married 35 years?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Happy anniversary, you two. And you're our qualifiers for today. Congratulations.
Wow.
Let's go ahead and dive into our celebrity list. Let's see what we got here. Lily Collins is 35.
Really?
Yeah. Phil Collins' daughter, she's Snow White in Mirror Mirror, and the star of Netflix's show Emily in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
She is married to, is she the one married to David Harbour, the other Stranger Things guy? I'm not sure. I know she's he's with somebody named Lily, I thought. I can't remember. I'm so bad at the celebrity relationship thing. I still thought Demi Moore and Bruce Willis were together. I don't keep up on that stuff. I don't like it. I'm not good at it.
No, she married Ashton Kutcher there for
right,
a little bit.
Right,
so
right.
And that was after Bruce. But Lily is just phenomenal. I really enjoy her in Emily in Paris, but she does not look 35.
No.
She doesn't look like she's really out of college yet.
Yeah, yeah. It must be nice.
Good genes.
Yeah. Phil Sweet from Little Big Town is 50.
Oh, okay.
50 years old for him. Queen Latifah. I don't think it's a stretch. I'd say the greatest female rapper of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Queen Latifah is 54.
Wow.
That's actually young to me for her. Like,
really?
It just feels like she's been around for so long. I would have thought she'd be a little bit older.
No,
but
I kind of figured she was in my age bracket somewhere. And she's really pivoted her career into acting beautifully. She can do comedic work. She's currently on The Equalizer.
Mm-hmm.
She's a good actress.
Yeah, she is. The retirement plan for singers and for actors and all that, there really isn't one.
Mm-hmm.
When you're able to pivot like she has, like a lot of actors and a lot of musicians do, it's a real like break right there. And you really have to work at it. You can tell that she's worked at the craft. She's done some good stuff. You watch her in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Mama.
Man. She just, like, okay, all right, I thought she was a great rhymer. I thought she was very, very, and she is. She's, again, one of the best to ever do it, if not the best female rapper of all time. But then I saw her act. I'm like, oh, okay.
And she's got pipes.
Yeah. Like, all right. Yep. Okay. That's why they call her
queen.
She's
the whole package.
That's why they call her queen. Okay. The great Jerry Cantrell is 58 today. Alice in Chains, lead guitarist.
Okay.
Songwriter, also backup vocalist. Jerry Cantrell, by all means, could have started his own band, sang for his own band, done it all himself. Thankfully, him and Lane Stanley and the rest of Alice in Chains worked together. And at the time where, I hate using the term grunge, but when grunge got big and was blowing up, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, a lot of these bands, they were all great. They all had little differences to them, but only to me at least, Alice in Chains was the only one that truly stood out. They had a grunge feel to them with an Allman Brothers like singing style,
okay,
like of harmonies in that going along with this distorted guitar and all that. God, I love Alice in Chains. It's one of my top 10 favorite bands of all time. And it's not the same without a Jerry Cantrell, one of the better guitar players of our generation, really.
Right.
58 for him. One of the more interesting careers, I would say, that we've had in our generation. Vanessa Williams is 61 today.
Yeah.
Saved the best for last. She was, of course, Miss USA?
Miss America.
Miss America, thank you. Yep. She was Miss America at one point. Another singer who went into acting and did a fairly good job.
Mm-hmm. I think, didn't she have her title taken from her because of some pictures that were taken?
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring it up, but she did. Yeah.
But she was able to move beyond that controversy and really did. I mean, she was an Ugly Betty and did a phenomenal job in that role.
She, it is a fair thing to bring up too, because I think that's an important point to bring up about her career, that she was able to bounce back from that. Before nowadays, when people mess up, they just double down. You know, there's no owning anything anymore. There's no accountability or anything like that. She had accountability. Mm-hmm. She owned the situation and was able to grow and move on for it. See what happens to society when we own our mistakes, when we don't just double down, or we act fake news and all this stuff and everything.
Well, and it's almost a double standard too, because if it would have been a male that was modeling for an artistic project, which is what she did, and those got leaked, nobody would have thought twice.
Nobody cared.
They wouldn't have thought about taking the crown or anything, but because it was a woman, because it was the situation, this is what happens.
Shouldn't be two different. Shouldn't be two sets of standards.
No.
They're just. I mean, it's. I feel like it's one of the most obvious things you could possibly say. You know that. The great Mike Rowe is 62 today.
Oh, his voice.
Yeah, he's got a great voice. Great narrator.
He has a podcast now, too.
And I didn't know that.
You can sit and just listen to that voice, and he's hilarious.
Dirty Jobs, narrator of Deadliest Catch. Mike Rowe is, you look at the career he has made just being a host, really. And and his job originally on Dirty Jobs wasn't necessarily to really be the face of the show. He was it was the guest that was supposed to be, but he was so good at it, they ended up kind of like spinning the show a little bit, the producers, and being a little bit like more, it's kind of like Dirty Jobs with Mike Rowe now.
Right.
And really helped him get out there. Mm-hmm. So, great voice. Let's see here. Some people no longer with us, like Irene Cara, born in this day in 1959. Coco on Fame, Flashdance, What a Feeling. That was her biggest hit. Charlie Pride, who we celebrated over on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI, played a great track of Charlie Pride and Dolly Parton duet of God's Many Colors. It's a beautiful song. And played that for him today. You can't talk about the history of country music without talking about Charlie Pride.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. Yeah, it's impossible. If you do, you're not given the full story.
Right.
He's one of those big, big artists. It's interesting how what is it like to follow Elvis on the same record company? If you're on the same record company as Elvis, what it's like to have to follow in those footsteps and everything. Not only did Charlie Pride do it, but he was able to do it with, like, I believe, like 30 some number one hits and things. Like, just incredible career. Incredible. Peter Graves, born in this day in 1926, the Mission Impossible TV series. Of course, Airplane. it's unfortunate for Peter Graves. Not unfortunate, just the way these things work out. But Airplane, most people, you ask people about Airplane, and they're going to quote a Leslie Nielsen line, or they're going to remember Leslie Nielsen from it, which they should.
Right.
Leslie stole the show. He was amazing at it.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't give Peter Graves nearly enough credit for his role in that movie. And how great. So many, because we look at Leslie Nielsen as, well, he played it straight face, and that's part of what makes it funny.
Mm-hmm.
So did Peter Graves.
Yes, he did.
And it's one thing to see a Leslie Nielsen, who we didn't really know that well at the time, doing it. But Peter Graves was pretty well established considered a pretty solid actor.
Mm-hmm.
And he does that movie, and it's some good stuff right there. I got to watch Airplane again. It's been too long. And finally, we wrap up with Wilson Pickett, born in this day in 1941. In the Midnight Hour, Mustang Sally, Land of a Thousand Dancers. Man, what a career. It is National Sloppy Joe Day, everybody. Keep that in mind. Enjoy.
Now we know what's for dinner.
You ever had, I don't know if a lot of people do this or not. My family and I, we never really did this before until last winter or the winter before. I can't remember. But like Sloppy Joe's, that's a summer thing. It's a spring thing. So we never really had it in the winter.
Okay. Okay.
My dad had a bunch of ground beef, wanted to make it, so mm-hmm. he made some sloppy joes, like whatever it was. They're fantastic mm-hmm. in the winter. They're almost better in the winter.
Oh, yeah. It's a good comfort food.
Really is. Yes, yes.
So is it sloppy joe or is it barbecue?
Oh, you know, why pick? Why pick? Go for both. Go for both.
Well, I've heard it referred to. It's the same thing. I have heard of both, yeah. That I've heard, and it gets very confusing because barbecue can refer to three different things then.
Yes.
So just go get a sloppy joe.
Yeah, yeah. Enjoy. It is 13 days till Easter and 28 days till tax day.
It's 13 days till Easter.
13 days till Easter.
13 days till Easter.
Yeah, yeah.
I better get my act going.
I you know what? We'll do that during the break.
Okay, let me help. All right. You can help me plan this? Make sure we get it down?
Yeah,
okay,
you got
thank
it.
You.
Yeah, I should warn you, not my wheelhouse. We will take a timeout. We'll come back and have some more fun. But thank you again to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, mm-hmm. everybody. We love celebrating them with you. We'll meet you here with another El Cafe birthday and anniversary clip tomorrow. Coming up, we got some state and local news and plenty more on the way for you on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. School in one northern Wisconsin district will be closed for the next 2 weeks after a potential carbon monoxide leak made 39 people sick last week. Machinery will be inspected and the building is being cleaned. The plan is for classes to resume on April 2nd. A software engineer hired by Donald Trump to find voter fraud in Wisconsin and other states is out with a new book. Ken Block tells WISN-TV's Up Front he instead ended up debunking 20 different claims of voter fraud.
I found across all of the swing states a total of less than 300 fraudulent votes across all of them, not nearly enough to have impacted one of the swing states, let alone all of them.
Block's book is called Disproven. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. There's a new family nurse practitioner at Aspira Stevens Point Clinic off of Hoover Road. Lindsay Rutz cares for patients of all ages and takes a special interest in managing acute and chronic conditions like hypertension, diabetes, anxiety, and depression. She truly enjoys getting to know her patients so that she can best help improve their health. If you want to schedule an appointment with her, call 342-7900. And are you a teen 14 and up and want to work? Well, you're in luck because you're invited to the Teen Job Fair on Wednesday. It will be at the Lincoln High School Library from 2 to 5. And any student who registers in advance gets entered into a prize drawing. You can find out more information at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. There'll be tons of local businesses at the fair. And while you're there, you can get help filling out applications and they'll even be giving on-site interviews. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
The Badgers are headed to New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers, learn they will face James Madison University in the first round of the NCAA tournament after losing to Illinois yesterday in the Big Ten. They won't have to play until Friday night. Could they use the break? Greg Gard.
Everybody needs it. Everybody. We played four games in 4 days. Even I need it. So, but no, it'll be good because we'll fly out there Wednesday, I'm sure. And which has always been one of my arguments with the league is that the teams that play on Sunday should not be in a Thursday bracket.
NBA, the Bucks with a win 140-129 over the Suns. Chris Middleton, after missing the past month with a sprained left ankle, scored 22 points and was asked if he felt like he was right back in rhythm with the team.
It did. You know, a lot of the work that I was in the rehab was just trying to make sure my wind was there, my conditioning was as good as it can be. And, you know, I thought it was.
That's the Bucks' Chris Middleton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge? That could happen.
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, yeah, lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 35 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 23 for a low. Tomorrow will be windy, partly cloudy, but warmer. Our high 48 than on Wednesday, sunny, windy, and colder with a high of only 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Beth and James here with you. Hope you're having a good one out there. Good stuff coming up for you, everybody. We're going to get into it in a little bit. The 10 unhealthiest drinks. Might have some surprises in there. We'll find out. Right now, as we wrap up St. Patrick's Day yesterday and everything, and talk about that, did you run into anybody who was bragging about being Irish yesterday who you never knew where it was Irish or something like that? It tends to come up on days like yesterday. I don't know how you feel about that one, Beth. I don't know. It doesn't. It doesn't seem to bother a lot of people, but you know, some people might be a little have their feathers ruffled a little bit from it. Well, it turns out a lot of people who are actually Irish don't love that. A poll for St. Patrick's Day asked 1,000 people in Ireland how Irish you have to be before you can tell people, "Yeah, I'm Irish." America is a big melting pot, so it's common to hear people say, "I'm Irish" or "I'm Italian," even if they were born in Kansas. but here are five scenarios and what people in Ireland think. And we're going to get into those scenarios, but this is something that exists in our country that doesn't really exist in a lot of other countries.
Right.
Our identity to our creed, our identity to our DNA, our culture and everything. And it's fascinating to look into why it is that way with us.
Right.
Why, for one, we care so much about it, and why it can be such a divisive thing in this country, where in other countries it can be, certainly. It's not as if this is an American-born thing.
Right.
But where this stems from. And so much of this, if you look at the history, you hear philosophers talk about this, you hear historians talk about this. What makes it so unique about America is because there is nothing like America in the world.
Right.
Nothing like this country. There are countries that are melting pots. There are countries that have bits and pieces like us. Europe is very similar to us, but there's nothing exactly like this.
Right.
Where you have a country made, the majority of, outside of Native Americans, made of immigrants.
Exactly.
This whole country, the history of this country is immigration. You don't have America without immigrants. 99% of the people out there listening right now are ancestors. We wouldn't be here without that.
Exactly.
This is something that I've been hearing more and more people talk about, people a lot smarter than me, people a lot that have a lot more understanding of history than me. It's came up recently because I saw somebody, and I've seen a couple of these around town here in Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin where we're broadcasting, people with Confederate flags. And I was curious of, well, are they having those flags because they have Southern ties, they have Southern history, and they do not.
No.
And I thought that was quite interesting considering the people that are carrying those flags around here, more than likely their ancestors fought for the North. And I wonder how their ancestors feel about them carrying around a treasonous flag.
Right.
Because that is a treasonous flag.
Yeah.
There's nothing about your Southern heritage that is tied to a flag that is associated with and tied to a civil war and the treason, essentially. I was curious about this and went down that path, and you find that America is like this in part because of all of this immigration.
Right.
And when we leave, say your ancestors left Poland, and they come here, well, they're going to miss Poland.
Yeah.
They're going to miss aspects of Poland. They may love being in this country and want a fresh start and all these things. No different. That Polish family is no different than that Cuban family that's coming over in the last 20, 30 years or something. It's the same story. And they want to start a new life. They want a new beginning. They want something that they didn't have in their former land, but they miss their former land.
Right.
So we have this pride and we want to carry it from that. And so we all have that. So the Polish person, the Cuban person, the African-American person, every single one of them. And all of a sudden you have a country built of that. And you have the greatest melting pot you will ever have. And I think this is beautiful. I think it's so dang cool. You couldn't do this on paper. If you sat there and said, "We're going to start a country like this, and we're going to do this, this, and this."
Right.
Yeah, good luck. Like the fact that we have made this country what we have and that we continue to do what we do. There's work to be done. Nobody's saying there isn't. But we don't, in such a divisive time, we don't do this nearly enough. Can we all just take a second, take a step back, look at this country, and take some damn pride in what we have done as Americans and what we have accomplished? There's plenty of negatives, plenty of work to be done. Mm-hmm. But can we just take a moment and be proud of being Americans and being in what this country is and mm-hmm. what we've created and what we're all a part of? It's pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
It also explains why, you know, a person who's 1% Irish is running around with an Irish flag yesterday and made their hair green and drinking green beer and talking in a really bad Irish accent.
Yes. Yes. Hair green or hair red?
Now, the person with red hair probably didn't have to tell anybody they were Irish.
11%, according to Ancestry DNA.
I did want to ask, though, is that what yours is? Is that your percentage?
Yeah, I'm 11%.
Okay, I didn't know if you were just joking. Okay.
Nope. I did this because my mother-in-law is very much into the Ancestry thing, and so she asked if I would be willing to do this, and said, okay, well, we'll check it out. I grew up thinking I was like 90% German. With just a little bit of British Isles, because I knew I had Welsh. And then the results came back. I am more British Isles than I am Germanic.
Interesting. You know, do you find it interesting, too, when the quote-unquote, when you don't look necessarily that and you look more this?
Yes.
But I'm so mixed. And my whole life I've dealt with people looking at me and going, I know you're something. I just don't know what. I don't know what you are. For you, I don't want to say it's a little more clear, but, you know, it shows a little bit more. But it doesn't show necessarily of what it sounds like. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I look at you, you would think probably right away stereotypically Irish or something like that, but that's not your majority of what you are.
No, having. And actually I get more Jewish.
Yeah, oh, I can look see that. Jewish. Oh, yeah.
And I have no cultural Jewish ancestry in me, but it's that Northern European look.
Yes.
That is very much a part of my ancestry. But yes. But it explained a lot about the red hair.
Yes. Well, I'll be honest with you, and I don't think I've ever shared this with you, Beth. The first time I met you and was introduced to you and everything, I thought you were Jewish, so much so that I immediately felt guilty. Like, that's how Jewish I thought you were. Thank you for laughing at that.
Well, the funny thing is, you're not the only one. There have been people I've met. I was doing my hospital chaplaincy, and I went in to visit a patient who was Jewish, and I asked him about, you know, what Torah their scripture was, and I had some Jewish prayers with me, and then he started explaining the different sects of Judaism, and he goes, and you're probably progressive, you know, this type of Jew. I'm like, actually, I'm a Christian. He's okay, and then he kept going. And I'm like, that's great. Nice.
So getting back to this here poll, a poll for St. Patrick's Day asked 1,000 people in Ireland how Irish you have to be before you can tell people, yeah, I'm Irish. America's a big melting pot, so it's common to hear people say this. So what did the poll, what were these five, here are five scenarios and what people in Ireland think. At least one of your great-great-grandparents was from Ireland. Only 18% of people think it's okay to say you're Irish if that's the case.
Okay.
At least one great-grandparent, 24%, say that's okay. If you have at least one grandparent, 33%, so a third is cool with that.
Okay.
If you have at least one parent, is from Ireland, 47% say that's okay. And both parents were born in Ireland, still just 61%. So a lot of people in Ireland don't think you should ever say it unless you're actually from there.
Well, and if you think about it, you're whatever nationality of the country that you're living in, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm American. That's what I am.
Yeah.
My ancestry is from, but I'm American.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think that may be where they're coming from. You're Irish if you're from Ireland.
Yeah. The other part of this story that I was getting into before about America and our history and the way we are tied to our creed and our culture and why it matters so much to us and why we wear it like a badge in many ways is the other side of this, the creeds that were brought to this country unwillingly.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have your history torn from you like that, when you have that kind of thing happen, you are going to be, it is... There's this thing called survivor's guilt that is real. Jews deal with this. Mm-hmm. Look at a family like mine that lost ancestors to the Holocaust. I had a number of ancestors I lost during the Holocaust. That was quite some time ago. To this day, people like my mother, my grandmother, myself have these dealings of guilt,
right,
of survival. You know, it's weird. Right. There's these things. There's other ties, too. You hear about this not only from African-American cultures and families, but Japanese families, mm-hmm, from what happened here. There's a lot of this. This is not good or bad. This is data. That's right. All. This is not an emotional thing. This is history. And history, I don't believe that history necessarily should be looked at with emotion. We get in trouble when we do that. Mm-hmm. It's data. We take it, we learn from it, and we try to be better. Mm-hmm. And we try to grow. Right. I think that's the important part. We don't forget a dang thing. You ain't going to do any good forgetting anything. But owning it, having accountability, and growing from it is, to me, the American way.
Right. And you don't have to be proud of what has happened in the past. But you need to at least accept and claim that it's happened. Mm-hmm. Has it been good? No. Can we learn from it? Absolutely.
I think that I'm pretty sure I'm not alone in this one. I got a lot of things from my past. I'm not proud of them, but I own.
Exactly.
But I own them. I may not, you know, wear them like I put them on, mm-hmm, my resume, but I own them.
Right.
And I think that that's the simplest things we can do, not only with each other, but with our country.
Mm-hmm.
If you love something, you love it for all of it, not just its beauty, but its scars.
Right.
That's true love. And if you truly love this country, that's part of it. I don't need to run around with 15 American flags on me and a big American flag on my pickup or something like that to prove I'm an American or all overcompensate my Americanism or anything. Yeah, you don't have to test me. You want to test me on my Americanism, I'll give it to you. I've got it. I think that we all have that in us. We carry around with us. I think it's interesting. it is also interesting to see the people that when it comes to like holidays like yesterday, how all in they go.
Oh yeah,
like but they have no Irish ties.
Right,
I think that's fun too. Like no Irish ties whatsoever or anything. But man, they love. I had a good friend of mine, Jamal. He's Puerto Rican. His family, and they loved St. Patrick's.
Oh yeah,
you get a lot of this in Chicago because of how popular Chicago, St. Patrick's Day is in Chicago, that you have tons of people that you wouldn't think would love the day, but just celebrate the day like crazy.
The irony is it was a religious holiday. Mm. It was supposed to be solemn, no alcohol, very reverent, and somehow it's now been morphed into this day of green beer, drinking, you know, leprechaun, revelry, that kind of thing.
I'd like to know when that changeover happened. You know, how that happened, when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little curious about that part. I would like to know exactly how that went, other than it just being, of course, Americanized.
Right.
I mean, I think that's a pretty fair way, a safe way to put it and everything. But yeah, it got quite commercialized in that. So that's probably part of it.
Yeah.
Did you have an Irish meal yesterday? Did you have I'm used to having corned beef and hash, and I felt a little weird not having it yesterday. It felt a little weird not having it.
No, I didn't. Yesterday we did. We had pork.
We kind of did.
I wanted the sauerkraut, but none of the rest of my family likes sauerkraut. Did not get the cabbage part of it.
Yeah, yeah. that's the mom, isn't it? That's being a mom. We'll take a time out. We'll come back with the 10 unhealthiest drinks, including a few surprises. Beth and James, taking you through your morning here at WFHR.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do trees and the joy of painting artist Bob Ross have in common? Ross loved both painting and the environment. He used simple brush strokes to bring happy little trees to life on canvas. Well, now the Wisconsin DNR is using this as inspiration for a virtual Run for the Trees race called the Bob Ross Happy Little 5K. The race supports a healthy lifestyle along with a healthy forest, and a part of your registration fee will go towards a large tree planting effort all across Wisconsin. Now, the best part, pick where and how you start and finish, and complete your 5K anytime between Earth Day on April 22nd and Arbor Day, April 26th. Find all the details and sign up at dnr.wisconsin.gov/events, and then simply search for Run for the Trees. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 35 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 23 for a low. Tomorrow will be windy, partly cloudy, but warmer. Our high 48 than on Wednesday, sunny, windy, and colder with a high of only 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Beth and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Seeing a little bit of flakes out there. Seeing a little bit of snowflakes out there. Not much. A little bit. Guess we'll be seeing some more coming up here.
If this is all we get next week, I'll be happy.
Yeah. I don't mind the snow. I was expecting, you know, the winter to be a little like this. Most of us that were paying attention to the old Farmer's Almanac and all that. But I mean, really. If you didn't show up by now, snow, don't even.
I know.
This is no different than if you got a party to go to. The party starts at 7 or something. It's 10 o'clock at night. Don't show up. It's already, it's too late. It's too late. You missed your opportunity.
Party's winding down.
Party's winding down, snow. We don't need you anymore. You had your chance.
Now, in snow's defense, we've had blizzards in April before.
It's true. Very true.
So this is not an uncommon thing for us.
Not at all. Not at all. The site Eat This, Not That ranked the 25 unhealthiest drinks on the planet.
Okay.
And somehow, turpentine didn't make the list. Not sure how. No. They rank them based on how much sugar they have. And you might be drinking a few of these because you think you're actually drinking something healthy when you might not be.
Mm-hmm.
So, just looking at this list, and I don't believe that it's in any particular order. Although, wait a minute, maybe it is. I'll just play it safe. I'll start at number 10.
Okay.
So, at number 10, Arizona green tea. 42 grams. That's 11 grams less than their sweetened tea, but it's still a lot.
Yes.
Pepsi is next at 41 grams. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you see the word, I don't know about most, I'll just speak for myself. When I see the word tea, I immediately think it's healthier.
Right.
I immediately think it's healthier. And that's not the case. Always.
No.
Barks root beer, the greatest root beer, 44 grams for that.
Okay.
I love root beer. But I'm very picky about it. Barks is pretty much the only root beer I really, really enjoy.
Okay.
I really like. I've drank a lot of it in my life. I've never drank Barks thinking it was healthy.
No.
I don't know necessarily. Yeah, I don't know
why.
I
think you pretty much know if you pop a can of soda, it's not going to be the healthiest thing for you.
Yeah, yeah. The second it's in a can. Like that, the aluminum almost tells me right there. right? I mean, Welch's grape juice, 44 grams. Be careful with fruit juice in general.
Yes.
This is one having kids taught me. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it was very important to my ex-wife and I that the kids didn't have any more sugar than they had to.
Right.
And finding those 100% juices, especially if you're on WIC or those things. Like I know we were and everything, and that was something that you had to.
Mm-hmm.
Juicy Juice, I think, if I remember it was 100%. No, that wasn't. That's right. It wasn't. It was one of the culprits.
Uh-huh.
Man, it was hard to find 100% juice.
It really, you have to look. And read the. This is why reading labels is so important, because this country has a love affair of adding sugar where it doesn't really need to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, in the grape juice thing too. So when I first started dealing with kidney stones, they told me grape juice. That's going to be one of your best friends.
Okay.
That's going to really be helpful, but it's got to be pure. Because
100%. Yep.
If I'm just drinking like Welch's, which I like Welch's grape juice a lot.
Yep.
But probably because of the sugar part. If I'm taking in anything with sugar, all I'm doing is adding to that stone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just making it tougher on myself here and everything.
Yeah.
So I've tried to cut away sugar. Grape juice, pure grape juice, was at least to me told one of the helps.
Fun fact, Welch's grape juice was originally created to be a communion juice.
Really?
It was created for communion.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, got a big business out of
it
that.
It did.
Mountain Dew, 46 grams, number 7 on the list. Yeah. Starbucks Frappuccino, 47 grams. The kind in the wide mouth glass bottle is what they're saying.
Okay.
So that sounds like more the you buy in the stores.
Yeah.
Okay. Naked Green Machine, 53 grams.
I have never heard of that.
I have never either, and I'm looking it up right now. I have to.
The Naked Green
Machine.
Be
careful how you type that into your search bar, everybody. I've seen the bottles before. I just didn't know that's what it was called.
And again, it's a label that would make you think it's healthy.
Yes.
It's designed to fool you.
Man, they're good at that. They have really gotten good at that. That is not healthy. Arizona Sweet Tea, 53 mm-hmm. grams. Again, another one of those ones where you see tea, you kind of
when
think.
You see sweet on something... Mm. Practically guaranteed there's a lot of sugar
good,
in there.
That's a good tell right there. Monster energy drink at 53 grams.
So not only are you getting the caffeine rush, you're getting the sugar rush.
Yeah, and your stomach lining is going away. Naked Blue Machine juice, 53 grams. Same company, slightly less sugar. And number one on the list, Naked Mighty Mango Juice, 53 grams of sugar. It's one of those, quote, healthy-looking juices in the produce section, but it's not really that healthy. Nice call, Beth.
Thank you.
Nice call.
Yep.
It is, you know, and I don't begrudge these companies. I know that it's really easy to do that. How mm-hmm. dare they do this? How dare they do that? That's their job.
Right.
Their job is to sell. Their job mm-hmm. is to do business. And, you know, we're all adults. Mm-hmm. We all make our own decisions. Nobody forces us to buy any of these things. So I'm not going to blame the companies when human beings need to take 5 seconds to think.
Right.
Now, I do understand that there is other, you know, you look at the single mom in the grocery store with the two kids mm-hmm. and they're rushing around and trying to grab things.
Right.
You probably don't have a whole lot of time to look at every single label.
Right.
And I get that. In that respect, I think that again, doesn't come down to the companies. It comes down to articles like this mm-hmm. and us as consumers looking out for each other.
Right. And at what point does it cross into false advertising?
If
it's in the produce section and it's designed to look like it is a healthy alternative and it has that much sugar in it, when is that false advertising?
You're right. Yeah. It's an important question. And it's something that we've been dealing with forever, mm-hmm. Not just in America, but around the world. False advertising has been a thing. The history of false advertising is actually quite interesting. Mm-hmm. Going back to the whole snake oil salesmen
right.
and things like that. But the more and more business we have, the more businesses we have opening up, the more opportunities we have for these kind of things. And mm-hmm. That's why it's so vital to be honest about that stuff, to be able to report about those things and share those things and hold these businesses accountable.
Right.
Thanks to the Supreme Court, we are supposed to look at businesses like people. We wouldn't let people get away with this
exactly.
stuff. We wouldn't let a human being, a single human being, get away with this stuff. You can't let a corporation get away with it. If they want to be considered people and they want to be able to contribute to politicians, you know, funds and those things, okay. Then also, here's this too. How
right.
about you stop killing the environment? Mm-hmm. How about you stop putting so much damn plastic in the water? How much mm-hmm. you do this, this, and this? If you want to contribute to this campaign, fine, but you have to do this and this first.
Right.
Like, the idea of that, and I've never, look, I understand businesses doing these things, but I think you're just shooting yourself in the foot. It almost shows, like in the history of business, lying or bending the truth or however you want to word it, not being true in advertising, your business is not going to survive.
Right.
It's not going to make it. There are very few examples of a business lying to the consumers and surviving it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a perfect an example of this on that end of things, of being able to get away with stuff, Subway.
Oh, yeah.
Think about what Subway's gotten away with in the last 20, 30 years, man. Like, I don't know how they survived that.
Well, their bread's been classified as pastry now, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. They bragged forever about the 6-inch sub or whatever, and we found out that they're actually like 4.5 or 5 inches.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Jared situation.
Oh, that's not
like,
good.
I mean, just tons and tons of things. And somehow part of their way that they have is multiplying. Mm-hmm. We're going to have 1,000 of these stores, and at least 5 of them are going to work out. Like, that's kind of their business model.
And learning
it's a big
how to
part
spin
of
away from the negative into the things that they do have that are positive. And spinning is an art, and businesses have learned that art very well.
Yeah, yeah. A little too well. Let's go ahead and wrap up with that A. Wright story, Beth. I think this is kind of a funny one.
Because that wasn't a Kent A. Wright story.
Yeah. So is this embarrassing or funny? We'll let you decide. Cops in rural Minnesota got a report last Tuesday of an elderly man walking down the side of the road with a shotgun. The person who called it in said it seemed suspicious because the guy tried to hide the gun as he drove by. So an officer went to check it out and eventually found a man who fit the description, but he didn't have a shotgun. It turned out he was getting his daily walk in and walking with a stick in with him and had a walking stick with him. But why did he try to hide it? He told the cops he likes listening to music on his walks and eventually admitted he was playing air guitar when the person drove by. And he was embarrassed that he was playing air guitar on his walking stick. His knee-jerk reaction was just to stop and hide the stick, so that's why he seems suspicious. No word on the music he was playing on his air guitar.
He was just practicing to be in your band, James.
Yes.
Yeah, he heard about the band.
Thank you, Beth.
He wanted to be in it.
Beth just teed me up perfectly. I am looking for new members for my band, Penguins on Planes. Penguins and Planes. Mm-hmm. It's an air band. We've had a lot of turmoil over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Had a number of different members quit over artistic differences or that they want to play real instruments. Ugh. And be real musicians. Like, just, I don't know. I don't understand, anymore. But maybe I'll go solo. Maybe we'll see. But if you'd like to be a part of this, I'm joking. I got to stop this joke. We will take a time out. When we come back, we have Alice in Dairyland with us to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. We are also looking forward to Craig Menka, Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm.